I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Nothing says summer like a dinner al fresco. But this late summer, al fresco is not an option for restaurant patrons in Beyoğlu. That's a district in Istanbul, Turkey. Many popular establishments in the area had outdoor seating, but residents complained that tables and chairs were blocking the streets. So officials in Istanbul have ordered the restaurants to keep their business indoors. Constanza Leç lives in Beyoğlu and wrote about this in the British newspaper The Guardian. She says she's heard that area residents may not have been the only ones complaining about blocked streets.
Certain rumors are running around, of course. Some people say it's because Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who was on his way in the area with his motorcade, got stuck between chairs and tables and couldn't pass. This is one rumor, and he then ordered the tables and chairs off the street in return. The municipality of Beyoğlu, who officially ordered this to happen, says that they had over 1,000 complaints over the first 7 months of this year from residents or people who work here or walk through Beyoğlu, who said you can't pass, there are too many tables and chairs in the street.
All right, so practically speaking, what are the restaurants being asked to do now?
Well, at the moment, no one is officially allowed to put out any tables or chairs onto the street. So they're complaining, saying, well, we're losing a lot of money, we have to lay people off. There's one solution being offered now by the municipality, which is the 70-centimeter balcony that can be added.
Right, I've seen pictures of that. It looks kind of unsatisfactory, I'd imagine, if I were a restaurant owner. It's more like a Juliet balcony and really not much space for many tables.
That's one problem. It's very narrow, so you can only fit one table for two people, basically. And it's also very expensive to put this measure in place.
So, Costanza, how is this going to be resolved? Because the restaurant owners are losing money. As you say, they've even laid off people, and the rents are very high in Beyoğlu. So how long can these restaurants stay alive?
At the moment, I don't know. There is no solution that's right in front of people. Like, lots of bar and restaurant goers are unhappy because they can't go there anymore and sit outside. And a lot of residents or people who work in Beyoğlu say, well, this is actually good because now we can pass through the streets without being obstructed by chairs and tables like we used to be.
So what does it look like right now in Beyoğlu with this ban on outdoor seating? Is it completely quiet?
No. Well, Beyoğlu is really always very busy, but the streets where there used to be tables and chairs outside are empty. And yes, some of them, like the side streets, are pretty dead.
Apparently, there are some restaurant owners who are kind of taking things into their own hands. You spoke with one who actually has hired a watchman to look out for police. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I will not name any names, but it's a small place. And he does have one, sometimes two tables outside, which is not allowed at the moment. So he pays a guy a monthly fee to look out for the police so he can warn him when the police is near. He can take the tables inside.
It's survival instinct.
It is a little, yes.
Costanza Leç with The Guardian newspaper in Istanbul. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.